nest, more of your miraculous chastity. The sexual drive is the most demanding in the human body. This drive is given to all of us by the Creator for the reproduction of the human race. However, since the fall of our first parents, this sexual desire is no longer under such control as it would have been had we not inherited original sin. Let's be clear, the sexual instinct is from God. It is good. It is noble. But it can become a flaming furnace and can become a hurricane that destroys. It is therefore not surprising that Jesus should have added what he did after saying that a man commits adultery if he looks at a woman lustfully. He was our Lord added. But after saying that, Jesus added, if your right eye should cause you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. Do you less harm to lose one part of your body than to have your whole body go into hell? And seen a possibly good, a heavenly patron, our confessors, teachers, and most of those in hell are there because of sins against chastity. What our Lord did was to place chastity where it has been ever since the dawn of Christianity. And before I go on, sisters, when I read this some years ago, a holy father, in one of his talks that he gives, as you know, in St. Peter's Square, he was talking about this passage from Matthew's Gospel. If a man even looks lustfully at a woman, he already committed adultery with her in his heart. Said the Holy Father, my dear friends, this applies to women too. Every woman looks at a man lustfully. She has committed adultery with him in her heart. Is our Lord telling us the virtue that not only controls the sex appetite but provides us with the means of offering God a sublime self-sacrifice? We've said this before. There has never been, there is not now, and never will be, any other religion except authentic Roman Catholic Christianity, which teaches that when people marry, it can be only two people, two in one flesh for life. No other religion in the world exists. Do you hear me? He never did, does not know, and never will. Except Catholic Christianity. And when two people marry, is just these two, Tammy the husband, he looks at another woman who wants to have sex with her. What does he commit? The sin of adultery. Of course, this is the very opposite. When our sex-intoxicated world is teaching as follows. In our day, and this is, first of all, for the married, to practice marital chastity is only difficult. It is, and this is for married people, humanly impossible. Fornication and adultery, masturbation and sodomy are the normal they are. The normal practice of millions in one Christian country after another. When St. Francis Xavier came to India, did he find some Catholics in India? Yes. What he said, the most difficult thing in India is to convert the non-Christians to Christianity because of the behavior of those who profess to be Catholic. The scandal. Now, I've said this every time that I visited India. What India most needs is Catholics who really, truly, and honestly live a Christian life and practice Christian, Christ commanded chastity. And of course, if even married people cannot, and others cannot, not to be made faithful to Christ's teaching of chastity, what shall I say about us consecrated people? Being faithful to our consecrated chastity is not only difficult, it is twice impossible. Impossible both because of the culture in which we are living. And because what have we done when we consecrated our chastity to Christ? We sacrifice the legitimate, God-given joys of marriage. The reason why adultery for married people is a sin is not because sexual relations are bad. No, it's because sexual relations between husband and wife are sacred. Only, no one else, only a husband and wife, no one else on earth may experience and enjoy the sexual pleasure that God gave married people. If I may say this, as a reward for their loyalty in living a truly Christian marriage.